So glad you're here for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Dave Brannan wrote today's reading, and he titled it, Good Reputation for Christ. During his college days at Florida State University, Charlie Ward was a two-sport student athlete. In 1993, the young quarterback won the Heisman Trophy as the country's best college American football player, and he also starred on the basketball team. During a pregame talk one day, his basketball coach used some foul language as he talked to his players. He noticed that Charlie wasn't comfortable and said, Charlie, what's up? Ward said, Coach, you know, Coach Bowden, the football coach, doesn't use that kind of language, and he gets us to play awfully hard. Charlie's Christ-like character allowed him to gently speak to his basketball coach about this issue. In fact, the coach told a reporter, It's almost as if there was an angel looking at you when he talked to Charlie. A good reputation with unbelievers and a faithful witness for Christ are hard to maintain. But at the same time, believers in Jesus can grow to be more like Him as He helps and guides us. In Titus 2, younger men, and by extension, all believers, are called to be self-controlled and to show integrity and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned. When we live that way in Christ's strength, we'll not only honor Him, but also build a good reputation. Then, as God provides the wisdom we need, people will have reason to hear what we say. The scripture reading for today's devotional is from Titus chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. Similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled. In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. Would you spend some time in prayer with me? Dear Heavenly Father, help us to grow to be more like Jesus each and every day. Give us the wisdom to speak and act in ways that draw others to your truth. May our lives be faithful witnesses to your transforming love. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Stephen Taver, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.